栽培工作。
We'll continue to learn about effective follow-up.
第二点呢，第四的第二点，初信者容易改变。
The second point is a new believer changes easily.
我们的信仰有两个最容易改变的时候。
And there are two time periods in a faith where we can change easily.
首先我们来看彼得后书一章四节跟十节。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 and 10. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, that, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Verse 10. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure.For if you do these things, you will never fall.
这个地方说，神给我们应许，要跟神的性情有份。
And so here it talks that God gives us promises so that we can participate in His divine nature.
人性有它的缺点。
And there are weaknesses in human nature.
因为犯罪以后就有罪性。
Because after we have sinned, we have the sinful nature.
虽然我们有良心，但是罪性也会控制人。
Even though we have a conscience, we are also controlled by a sinful nature.
但是这并不等于说没有希望。
But this does not mean that we do not have any hope.
所以说，神要给我们跟神的性情有份。
Here it says that God wants us to participate in the divine nature.
但是这个就是人的希望。
And this is the hope of man.
所以人的本性能够改变很多问题都没有。
And so if we are able to change human nature, then this will get rid of many problems.
因此一个人在初信的这一段时间呢，是最容易改变的一段时间。
So for a new believer, this is a time period where they can be changed easily.
所以我们不只是说引导他怎么求神的恩典。
So we should not only guide them in knowing how to ask for God's grace.
有很多人他到最后会来慕道是因为他有困难。
A lot of people come to seek the truth because they encounter difficulties.
但是我们在谈到神的恩典，就不只是说，他现在的困难解决。
But when we're talking about God's grace, it is not only the solution to the present problem.
还有一个更大的应许。
But there is a greater promise.
就是要跟神的性情有份。
And this is to participate in the divine nature of God.
所以，如果他能够追求这一点，有时候。以后那个困难不会重复出现。
If the true seeker is able to pursue this point, then they would no longer encounter the same difficulty.
比方说人际关系的问题。
For example, interpersonal relationships.
有的是因为交通沟通不良。
Some of them comes from an inability to communicate.
但是有时候沟通很好的时候还是会有问题。
But sometimes when you communicate very well, you still have problems.
这就到最后就变成人的本性。
And in the end, it comes down to the human nature.
你愿意不愿意改。
And whether or not you're willing to change this.
如果你愿意改，你能不能改。
And if you want to change it, if you're able to change it.
这个到最后只有神能够帮助。
And in the end, only God can help you.
所以我们在慕道的初期就是要帮助他，让他能够照着圣经的应许来改变自己。
So in the early stages, when one is truth seeking, we need to help them so they can change according to the promises recorded in the Bible.
那我们如果用画一个图表我们人在进步大概是两个阶级，不是完全大概是两个阶段。
So if you draw a diagram, there are two stages when a man is progressing.
第一个阶段就是初信。
One is when he first believes.
因为他一旦要接受这个信仰，就开始想到安息日，想到。宗教教义想这个想这个他如果不愿意接受他不会洗礼。
So if he is able to accept this faith, then he'll start thinking about Sabbath and baptism, and if he is unwilling to accept it, then he will not be baptized.
所以他愿意接受信仰就是他愿意改变。
If he is willing to accept the faith, that means he is willing to change.
所以我们在这个时间呢要帮助他改变。
So during this time, we must help them to change.
习惯了就很难改变了。
Once it is something that they're used to, then it is hard to change.
比方说比加州有的教会聚会十点钟。
For example, in Northern California, some of the churches they start their worship at 10.
有的地方十点半。
Other places start at 10:30.
但是我们南加州聚会大概都十一点。
But in Southern California, our worship time started at 11.
有很多教有的教会也试着要改变，没有办法改变。
And some churches want to change this, but it is hard to do so.
你已经习惯了，习惯变传统。
Because it has become a habit.
那传统就很难改变了。
And once it's a habit, tradition, it's hard to change.
那你到有的教会，他已经习惯十点半，十点半还是能够开始。
And so, in some churches, if they're used to starting service at 10:30, then they can start at 10:30.
所以这个刚刚来信主的，我们就要带领他。
So you must guide those who first come to believe.
要过这个信仰的生活。
To live a life of faith.
这最容易改变的一段时间了。
Because this is the time period where it is easy to change them.
那等到两三年之后，他就固定了，他的这个信仰生活就固定。
After 2 or 3 years, their life of faith is more stable.
因为他看周围的人，信主很久，跟我差不多。
And they will see the people around them, and they will realize that they're very similar to them.
一旦觉得周围的人跟我差不多，追求就那他的进步就停止了。
And when they realize that they're similar to those who surround them, then there is a stagnant point in their progression of faith.
所以当我们的标准把它放在周围的人的时候，我们信仰很容易停止。
So when you
停止进步。
When you put your standards on others around you, then it's very easy for your faith to stop improving.
那我们在跟进就是希望他把他的信仰的目标放在主耶稣身上。
So when we're following up, we wish that they could put their standard and their faith on Lord Jesus Christ.
我要跟主耶稣一样。
We want to be like Jesus Christ.
那这样我们就会一直在进步。
Then we will continue to improve.
所以这种改变以周围的人为标准，到进到以基督为目标，就是要我们的跟进。
And so it needs our follow up for them to realize that they shouldn't use the people around them as a standard, but rather Jesus Christ.
那第二个时期，人很容易改变，就是试炼。
And the second time period wherein a person can easily change is during the time of tribulation.
所以生活的危机常常是信仰的转机。
So a crisis in your life is often the turning point in your life.
因为我们常常每天过得都很顺利，就这样，你就不会想要改变。
If we live very smooth lives, then we do not want to change.
虽然我们灵性在很低潮，但是你也不会想要改变。我们每天就活得好好的。
Even though our faith may be very low, but because we live such smooth lives, we do not want to change.
但是有一天我们遇到困难。
But one day we encounter difficulty.
好像门把这个四面都主耶稣把门都关起来。
It is as if Jesus has closed all the doors around us.
没路可走，你就向上看。
We have nowhere to go, and so we have to look above.
神啊，救我！
We have to ask God to help us.
当我们的心一往向上看
，When we turn our hearts to God,
我们的心就往上提升。
Then our hearts will be elevated.
信仰就进步了。
And our faith will improve.
这是第二个改变的时期。
And this is the second time period where we can change.
所以我们要把握着初信很容易改变这种特性要。一直跟进他。
So we have to take hold of the opportunity when one first believes to change them and to follow up with them.
一个初信的信徒，大部分都会经历过人际关系的问题。
So for the new believers, they will encounter difficulties with interpersonal relationships.
为什么？因为教会我们要变成大家庭，我们教会跟其他教会不一样。
Because for them to become part of the big family, our church is different from other churches.
其他教会聚会一个钟头，大家都走了。
Other churches, they have service for an hour and then all of them leave.
你就不会有问题啊。
So there's no problems.
没有互动就不会有问题。
If there's no interaction, there's no problem.
有互动就会有问题。
But once you start interacting, that's when the problem comes from. 因为
大家个性都不太一样，观念也不太一样。
Because everyone has different personalities and value systems.
那我们要帮助他，就是要怎么去进步。
So how can we help them to improve?
就是。我要帮助他。当我们对一个人、一个问题的反应是在神的面前，而不只是面人跟人之间的关系。
So when we react to a problem in front of God, when it's no longer in front of just men.
比方说，这个人，我觉得他好像对我很不好。
For example, if I think someone is treating me badly.
但是当我相信神的时候
，But if I believe in God,
我要怎么回应这个人
？How will I react to this person?
不管那个人多么错。
No matter how wrong that person is,
我不能够因为那个人错，我也错。
I cannot be wrong also just because that person is wrong.
因为我是在神面前生活。
Because I live before God.
我现在有一个主人就是神。
I have a master and that is God.
我要讨他喜欢。
And I want to seek favor in his eyes.
所以当人际之间的问题，你把它提升到我们跟神的关系的时候。
So when we elevate our interpersonal relationships, problems with this to God,
我们不但不会因为那个人跌倒，而且我们灵性会进步。
We wouldn't not improve in our faith just because someone has fallen.
哦，这个就是我们要跟进的地方。
And this is where we need to follow up.
所以我们在看那个约瑟的故事。
So when we look at the story of Joseph,
其实约瑟啊，因为他的兄弟对待他哦，他真的很苦。
Joseph had to, he was very sorrowful because of the way his brothers treated him.
但是到最后，约瑟当宰相，为什么他不会报复？
But in the end, why did he not seek revenge?
我们来看一句话。
Let us look at a phrase.
创世纪五十章。
Let us look in Genesis chapter 50.
啊，创世纪五十章。
Genesis 50.Verse 19, but Joseph said to them, Don't be afraid, am I in the place of God?
这里说，我岂能够代替神？
Here it says, am I in the place of God?
哦，所以他知道，这些发生事情哦，其实都有神的允许啊。
He knew that everything that happened had the will of God.
哦，难道二十节？
Verse 20,
你们意思是要害我，神的意思是好的。
You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good.
哦。所以我们看同一件事情哦，人看起来是你要害我，但是从神看起来这个是好的。
So we see the same situation from the perspective of man. It seems like they were trying to harm him, but God intended it for good.、
哦、为什么
？Why？
因为被卖到埃及，所以将来他当宰相啊，以色列百姓才能够在那天呢、啊、存活，因为大饥荒嘛。
Because he was sold to Egypt, he later became the governor of the land, and the Israelites were saved during the time of the famine.
所以约瑟都没有一种报恨的心。
So Joseph did not have a heart of revenge.
因为他已经看事情从神的立场来看。
Because he saw things from the perspective of God.
啊，所以这个初信的慕道朋友，他在教会里面跟人互动哦，会经历过这个过程。
So there is a process that new believers would go through when they're interacting with other members in church.
你看哦，那个离开教会的，你只要他愿意跟你谈哦，有很大部分都是因为人的关系。
And so if you look at those who have left the church and if they are willing to talk to you, you'll realize a lot of it is because of other people.
但是为什么会因为人的关系离开教会？
And why would they leave the church because of others?
就是他跟人在互动的时候，他没有办法站在神的立场来回应。
It is because they are unable to react from the perspective of God when they're interacting with others.
所以你对我不好，我就要怎么回应你，那就倒了。
And they want to seek revenge when others treat them badly.
哦，因为他还是在人跟人之间在互动。
Because they're interacting man to man.
那约瑟就不会倒。
And,
约瑟没有倒。
But Joseph did not fall.
哦，因为他是在神的立场来看事。
Because he was looking at the situation from the perspective of God.
哦，所以这要跟进。
And so this is what we need to follow up in.
第二个要忘记背后，努力前面。
The second is forgetting what is behind and striving towards what is ahead.
有的人信主以前犯很多罪。
Some people before they became believed in God, they committed a lot of sin.
那个罪好像担子，都抓住他。
And the sin is like a burden.
天天有罪恶感。
And every day they feel guilty.
但是一旦到主的面前呢
？But when they come before God,
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has passed and all is new.
在神的恩典下，这个神都赦免了。
Under the grace of God, all of those have been forgiven.
往前看。
So they need to look ahead.
第三点。
Third point.
个人栽培是门徒训练最好的方法。
Personal follow-up is the best way to cultivate discipleship.
有时候我们在教会里面这样讲道。
When we are delivering sermons in church.
到底每一个人信仰能够长进多少，有时候我们真的没有办法把握。
We cannot be sure of how much a person's faith can grow.
单单听到没有办法把握。
Just by listening to sermons, we are unsure of this.
但是如果我们刚信的时候，有一个灵性很好的人，他常常关心我们，然后常常跟我们谈话。
But if we are a new believer and there is someone who is very spiritually, cultivated, and they come to talk to us regularly.
他就可以了解我们的灵性大概到什么程度。
They will be able to understand how we are in our spirituality.
然后他用神的话来带领我们。
And they can use the word of God to lead us.
哦，就会进步。
And we will be able to improve.
这个就是变成做门徒啊，因为透过个人的跟进。
And this is how we can be a disciple through personal follow-up.
哦，所以到最后我们就愿意跟随主。
In the end, we'll be willing to follow God.
刚刚说的舍己背十字架，下一步才跟随主。
We know that we must deny ourselves, take up the cross, and then follow God.
前面两步做不到，主耶稣你跟不下去。
If we are unable to do the first two steps, then we cannot follow God.
你不愿意舍己，我的意见很强，你没有办法跟耶稣。
If we have strong opinions and we are unable to deny ourselves, then we are unable to follow God.
或者说，我知道主耶稣，我也很想跟他，但是我不愿意背十字架，你也跟不下去。
Or we may know God, but we are unwilling to carry the cross, then we cannot follow God.
十字架是什么？
What is the cross?
跟着耶稣走所引起的任何一个担子、困难、苦难，这个就是十字架。
The cross is any burdens and difficulties that may occur because as a result of us following God.
你今天我不信了，我不跟着耶稣了，那个困难就没有了，那个就是十字架。
If today we say we don't want to believe anymore and this burden goes away, then that is a cross.
所以有的人信主以后。爸爸妈妈不跟他讲话，哎，这有、啊。
Some people when they come to believe, their parents will no longer talk to them.
我们那个五弟传道，他来洗礼之后，他那个养，哎呀，不是生父，他那个养父就不要他了。
Pastor Vudi, when he came to be baptized, his adoptive parents did not want him anymore.
他其实那个养父跟他们本来感情很好。
And he had very good relationship with them before.
那不要他，这个很痛苦啊。
And when they no longer wanted him, this was very difficult for him.
这个就是因为你要跟耶稣。
But this was because he was willing to follow God.
这个就是十字架。
And this was his cross.
但如果这个不背，你就说啊，那不信了，或者哦，以后再洗啊。
And if he was unwilling to carry this cross, then he would no longer believe.
好，啊，但是感谢主，他背十字架，在那靠着神，他带领他的养父，后来要死以前。很大的神迹啊！看到很多的异象，天国真的后来受洗啊。
Thank God, he was willing to carry this cross, and through the guidance of God, in the end, his adoptive father saw many miracles and came to believe.
因为我们要跟着主的走，主就与我们同工，你就可以带他来。
If we are willing to walk with God, then God will work with us, and we are able to bring others to God.
所以有时候我们看到慕道者慕道很久都不洗礼，为什么？因为父母还在。
We see a lot of truth seekers unwilling to be baptized after a long period of time, and it is because their parents are still alive.
他在等什么？等父母离世，他可以洗礼。
They are waiting for their parents to pass away so they can get baptized.
当然他想要洗礼，这个很好。但是等父母离世，这个是有一点逻辑上有问题。
It is good that they want to be baptized, but to wait for their parents to pass away, this is not very logical.
哦，为什么？因为你想上天国，你等你父母下去，你才上去，这个不是逻辑有问题。
Because you want to go to heaven, but you're waiting for your parents to go down before you go to heaven. That is illogical.
应该是父母很反对，是因为他不认识神，你一定要信。
And the parents not allowing them to believe because they don't know God.
但是你一定要信。
But you must believe.
你父母不高兴没有关系。
It is okay if your parents are not happy.
然后我们信主之后，对他更好，有好的行为，常常为他祷告，将来。他被感动了，他也来信，他也上天国，这样才对啊。
After we believe, if we are able to treat them kindly, and we are able to pray for them and guide them to church, then they will also be able to go to heaven.
哦，但是这个人他愿意背十字架，那个就是要跟进的，要有人帮助、了解他、鼓励他、帮他祷告。
For this person to be willing to carry the cross, then there needs to be someone there guiding them and praying for them.
哦，所以。一个信徒哦，他要变成门徒，要跟着主走，常常需要有人在旁边呢、啊、跟进帮助他。
So for a believer to become a disciple, then a worker of God, they need someone beside them to follow up with them and to help them.
那如果他愿意做门徒，放心了。
If they're willing to be a disciple, then we can rest assured.
啊，因为门徒就是他愿意舍己背十字架。
Because being a disciple means that they are able to deny themselves and carry the cross.
所以我们过去这么多洗礼啊，很多都跑掉了。
We know that a lot of people have been baptized, but they are no longer here.
就是因为他做信徒，他没有做门徒。
Because they became a believer but not a disciple.
啊，这个人不喜欢，啊，这个环境我不喜欢，啊，遇到什么挫折走了。
They do not like this person or this environment, so they leave.
哦，所以我们的跟进就变成很重要。
So it is very important for us to do follow-up work.
那我们再看第四点。
Let us look at the fourth point.
个人栽培工作能够加速我们的门徒的增加。
Personal follow-up accelerates discipleship.
我们来看提摩太后书第二章第二节。
If we look in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2.
提摩太后书的第二章第二节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 2.
请读。
Verse 2, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
我们仔细看到这个第二节到底有几种人。
In verse 2, how many types of people are there?
我们再算算看，第二节里面有几种人。
Let us count how many types of people there are in verse 2.
提摩太后书第二节里面有几种人。
How many people are there in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2?
我们再动动头脑，这样会更清楚。
You must think about this.
提摩太后书二章二节就在上面，这里面有几种人
？So how many people are there in verse 2?
举起，这里面有几种呢？两种、三种，好、哦，还有没有其他答案
？Three types of people. Are there other answers?
这里面有几种呢？郑弟兄，你这个头脑在想的都哈？三种人，哦，还有没有其他答案？啊，四种人。
Four types of people.
还有没有？啊 ，five， 五种人。
Five types of
people. 好，我们来看有几种人哈、
哦。Let's see.
第一个是，哎，那个圣经新中心姐再回来。你是谁
？Versus you. That is Timothy.
好，听见我的教训，我是谁？保罗，就两种人啊。
Me that refers to Paul.
好，好，那下面呢？要教导，好。托付那忠心能教导别人的人，哦。
Entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
哦，那个是第三种人是什么？忠心的人。
The third type is reliable men.
哦，然后这个忠心的人能够再去教导别人。
These reliable men are able to teach others.
最少有四种人啊，但是你如果能够看中五种人哦，那你的头脑更好。
So there is at least four people. So if you're able to see five, then you're very smart.
还有一个我，哦，我就是保罗，哦，你就是提摩太。
You refers to Timothy, I to Paul.
好，那这一节圣经节什么意思
？So what does this verse mean?
保罗教导提摩太。
Paul is instructing Timothy.
就是跟进了。
And this is following up.
哦，他希望提摩太能够去教导另外一个人。
And he wishes Timothy to go and teach another person.
然后告诉提摩太哦，你跟进的那一个人，你要教导他，他懂得去跟进别人。
So Paul instructed Timothy that when you go teach other person, make sure that that person can teach another.
好，这个像什么
？So what is this like?
啊，你现在爸爸生一个孩子。
Like a father giving birth to a son.
那孩子再生孩子就变孙子了。
And your son having children of their own, so this becomes their grandchildren.
孙子要谁养
？And who will take care of these grandchildren?
孙子要谁养？
爸爸养。
啊，对，爸爸养，不是阿
，the father，
不是阿公阿嬷养。
So the father takes care of the grandchildren, not the grandparents.
好，那以后你的孙子再生儿子，那谁养
？And when your grandchildren have children, who will take care of them?
你的孙子再生儿子要谁养？你的孙子养，因为他是爸爸。
So your grandchildren will take care of their own children.
但是如果你的孩子生孩子啊，就把孙子带回来你养；你的孙子再生孩子，也把孩子带回来你养。哦，这个阿公累死了。
So it'll be very tiresome if your children have children and they bring it back to you to raise, and then they have children and they bring it back to you to raise.
那这个什么意思
？So what does this mean?
就是一个慕道者来信。
For two seekers to come to believe.
哦，你就好像父母，你栽培他了。
You're just like the father, raising them.
那有一天，他带慕道者来。
And one day when they bring true seekers to believe.
我们就要栽培这一个初信的信徒，他可以当父母去养，去栽培那个慕道者。
We must train that true seeker so that they can teach the other true seeker that they bring.
哦，然后将来那个慕道者信了，我们要告诉那个初信那个人，要栽培那个慕道者，他将来会带慕道者，而且他也可以栽培他带来的慕道者。
And when that true seeker comes to believe, then we must train the new believer so that they can teach the new true seeker.
哦，所以这个教会哈，我们所你看那个信徒带慕道者来哦，你不要一下子就全部去找谁啊？找传道、找宣道主负责，不要这样。
So when true seekers come to church, we shouldn't find the pastors or whoever's in charge of the evangelical group immediately.
第一个是谁生的要谁养。
First, whoever gives birth to them must raise them.
哦，你带来的第一个你要先养他。
If you bring them, then you must be the first person to raise them.
也就是说，你做得到的，你要自己要先做；你那个问题可以解决的，你自己去找圣经，你先回答。
That is to say, if you are able to do it, if you are able to find the answer in the Bible, then you need to do it.
啊，你不能回答，你再来找教会负责人。
Only when you cannot answer, that is when you should find the church council members.
那如果大家有这样的训练，你发现来了100个慕道者，你不会有问题。
If we have this type of training, then if
不要100个，10个慕道者不会有问题。
Then if 10 true seekers come to church, we will not have a problem.
但是如果大家没有这样的训练
，But if we don't have this type of training,
每一个自己带慕道者来。
Everyone who brings their own true seeker.
在属灵上你要生孩子，但生下来你不会养。
So spiritually you're giving birth, but you are unable to raise that child.
哇，都来找王弟兄跟那个 Dave， 那忙了，非常忙啊。
So they all come and find Brother Wang and Dave, and then they'll be very busy.
忽然生了4个孩子，你怎么养
？And so if you are able to give birth, but you can't raise them.
所以我们每一个人要训练他，你带慕道者来，你自己可以跟进。
So we must train everyone so that when they bring true seekers, they can follow up with them.
你要尽量做，做到你做不到，你再去叫别人来帮忙。
They must put all the effort in doing it themselves until they can no longer do it. Then they can seek help.
如果有这样的训练，你发现了教会几个慕道者来，过了一段时间以后，几个慕道者来，你都不怕。
So if you have this type of training in the church, then no matter how many true seekers come, we will not be afraid.
那我们现在问题在哪里？问题就是慕道者一来以后找不到人了，可以跟进他。
So our problem right now is that when true seekers come, we cannot find anyone to follow up with them.
那一个人跟进好多做不好。
And if one person is following up with a lot of people, then they cannot do the work well.
80年代我到非洲去跟他们讲，还是不要生这么多。
In the 80s, I went to Africa to tell them not to have so many children.
有一个传道人就跟我争起来，他说哦，这个是神赐的产业，神一定会养。
And the pastor said, this is an inheritance from God. God will raise them.
哦，在10年前我再去。
10 years later, I went again.
我再跟他讨论这个问题。
And I discussed this matter with him.
哎，他说真的，孩子不要生太多。
He said, it's true, you should not have too many children.
因为你的收入有限，你生10个你怎么照顾？
Because you are limited in your income, so if you give birth to 10 children, how can you raise them?
那你可以给他饭吃，但是受教育你没有钱啊。
You can give them food to eat, but they don't have money for education.
哦，但是我们现在教会是生越多越好。
But in the church, we should give birth to as many as we can.
属灵了，生越多越好。
Spiritually, we should give birth to as many as we can.
谁要去照顾呢？
But who is to take care of?
生他的人要去照顾他。生他的，就是你带来信的，你要照顾他。
So those who bring them to believe, those are the ones who should take care of them.
这个叫做栽培的训练。
And so this is training them in follow-up work.
就是训练我们当属灵的父母来养我们自己生的孩子。
Training them to be spiritual fathers to raise their own children.
啊，那这样啊，我们教会就会成长很快。
Then our church will grow very quickly.
我们现在就是缺乏这个训练。
And we are lacking in this training right now.
啊，这是第四个啊。
So this is the fourth point.
哦，因此我们这个初信的信徒不是说洗礼完就没事了。
So for the new believers, the matter doesn't end when they are baptized.
哦，第一点，这个亲受洗的人洗礼完要叫他传福音。
First, after they are baptized, we must teach them to preach the gospel.
这有两个原因。
There are 2 reasons.
第一个原因。
First.
因为哦，我们教会的信徒啊，信主久了，外邦朋友断光了。
Because for the believers who have believed a long time, they no longer have a lot of friends in the outside world.
第一个，除了上班之外，时间都在教会。
Because apart from work, they spend all their time at church.
第二个哦，你越属灵，你越发现跟外邦人在谈话没有味道。
And the more spiritual you are, the more that you see that you don't have in common with other people.
那没有味道，你就断掉了。
And so you no longer have this relationship with others.
现在布道会真的有心要带慕道者，但朋友断光，一个也带不来。
So when the time comes for ESSC, you have no friends to bring to church.
这是事实啊，主委是不是这样？
And this is reality.
那现在有一个慕道者来。
So when a true seeker comes,
他洗礼了。
They are baptized.
他有很多朋友，他有他的家庭。
They have a lot of friends. They have family.
所以有时候一个突破，一个慕道者突破，他可以带一串的人来，十个、二十个、三十个。
So if a true seeker is able to break through, then they can bring a lot of people to church.
因为他世界上很多朋友。
Because they have a lot of worldly friends.
所以新受洗的信徒哦，不要止于说啊，你以后就每天来聚会这样了，要教他传福音。
So for new believers, we should not only tell them to come to church, but we should teach them to preach the gospel.
这是第一个原因。
This is the first reason.
第二个就是当他开始传福音的时候，他本身会进步。
The second reason is when they start to preach, then they will also improve themselves.
因为越工作你会越进步。
Because when you work, you will improve. 好，
第二点。
The second point.
啊，要教导他栽培人。
Teach them to cultivate others.
啊，讲白一点呢，就教导那个初信的当父母啊，来去跟进他带来的慕道朋友。
That is to teach the new believers to be spiritual fathers to bring their own true seekers.
这样一步一步这样训练了以后，我们就长大，就成熟了。
And if we are able to train them step by step, then they will mature.
所以这个个人跟进很重要。
So personal follow-up is very important.
这样我们信徒啊，门徒才会倍增，才会增加的很快。
And only in this way can our members grow.
第五个。
The fifth point.
那我们这个个人栽培哦，就是去个人跟进啊，到底能不能做得好呢
？So whether or not we are able to do follow up effectively.
我们发现有几个原因。
We know there are certain factors.
如果这个原因我们能够掌握住我们就可以做得比较好。
And if we know what these factors are, then we will be able to do our work more effectively.
第一个，我们能够帮助别人灵性进步，是因为我们的灵性一直在进步。
First is we are able to help others improve spiritually because their own spirituality is also improving.
所以学生不会高过老师，这是主耶稣讲的。
And we know that students will not go over their teachers.
所以我们在跟进这个慕道朋友，我们的灵性如果一直在进步，他跟着我们在进步。
So for our true seekers, if we are improving ourselves spiritually, then they will also improve with us.
我们回来看约翰一书的第一章。
Let us turn back to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章第三节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 3. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
这里说我们跟神是相交的。
Here it says we have fellowship with the Father. 看到
你们跟我们相交。
And you have fellowship with us.
这个两个有什么关系？
So what is the relationship here?
我不晓得大家有没有这个体验啊？有时候在查经的时候，要讲大家敢讲，大家都没有敢讲。
So I don't know if you've had this experience during Bible study when you ask people to share and no one has anything to share.
那有的人就说我跟他一样。
Some people say I am the same as that person.
就一个一个 pass 过去了。
And so you pass around the circle.
所以到最后你就会发现这个查经好像枯燥无味。
And so in the end, you realize that this Bible study is kind of
好像没有生命在里面。
There's no life in it.
为什么？
Why is it?
就是因为我们跟神的这种团契不够。
Because we do not have enough fellowship with God.
对神没有新的体验，没有新的认识。
We don't have any new experiences or understanding of God.
所以我们在团契的时候就没有新的可以分享。
So during our fellowship, we have nothing new to share.
但是如果我们对神有新的体验、新的感受
，But if we have new experiences with God,
那我们讲出来，就大家可以有新的用新的造就。
Then what we speak can edify others.
那我们再带慕道朋友就是这样。
And this is how we can bring true seekers.
我们一直跟神啊，有在一直在进步，在相亲。那我们讲很多我们的体验，他就从我们的体验里面得到很大的造就。
If we are able to grow more intimate in our relationship with God, then we'll have a lot of experiences to tell these truth seekers.
但是如果我们的信仰没有在进步，我们没有新的感受，没有新的体验，你怎么带领他？
But if our spirituality isn't improving and we don't have any new experiences, then how can we lead them?
有时候我们一停止进步，慕道朋友就停止了。
If we stop improving, then true seekers can also stop improving.
所以这两个关系是互动的。
And so there's an interaction.
因此我们跟神的关系就会决定我们的跟进工作能不能做得很好。
So our relationship with God determines whether or not we can do effective follow-up work.
诗篇一百二十七篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 127.
诗篇一百二十七篇。
Psalm 127.
第一节。
Verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain.
就说如果不是神建造房屋，建造的就枉然劳力。这个房屋就是信仰。
So the house here is your faith.
那我们跟神的关系好，神啊帮助我们，祝福我们所做的工就会有果效。
And so if our relationship with God is good and God bless what we do, then there will be a fruit of our labor.
所以跟神的关系好，神同工，我们要带领慕道朋友就会有果效。
If our relationship with God is good and God abides with us, then we will be very effective in bringing true seekers.
所以做圣工的基础是什么？
So what is the foundation of doing church holy work?
有时候我们要请人做圣工，他说我没有恩赐。
When we ask others to do holy work, they may say that I do not have the talent to do it.
但是我们看哦，圣经里面哦，神从来没有用一个人说，因为他有很有恩赐，所以我用他，不是这样。
But in the Bible, we cannot find one instance when God used someone because of their talents.
是神要用这个人，神就给他恩赐。
If God wants to use you, then He will give you talents.
所以如果我们愿意去做带慕道朋友
，If we're willing to do it and to bring true seekers,
越做越有恩赐。
The more we do it, the more talents we will receive.
这个真的很奇妙。
This is very miraculous.
因为你愿意做，神就给你恩赐。
If you're willing to do it, then God will give you the talent.
所以这个带慕道朋友这一件事情，我们要努力去做，因为恩赐会增加。
So we must put effort into bringing true seekers because God will add to our talents.
我们在第二点。
The second point.
就是有 commitment.
This is to have commitment.
就是愿意付出去栽培人。
And that is that you are willing to give to cultivate others.
主耶稣问彼得一个问题。
Jesus asked Peter a problem.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
彼得说我爱你。
Peter said yes.
主耶稣说你喂养我的羊。
And Jesus said feed my sheep.
喂养我的羊就是等于跟进了。
And this equates to follow up work.
但主耶稣先问一个问题，你爱我吗？
But Jesus first asked, "Do you love me?"
第一个问题，你爱我比这些更多吗
？Do you love me more than these?
那这些是什么
？What is this?
可能就是，可能就是他打的这个鱼呀。
Maybe it is the fish that he caught.
所以今天主耶稣，你爱我吗
？So today Jesus asks us, "Do you love me?"
这个就是我们跟进的一个最基本的关键。
This is the foundation of our follow-up work.
如果我们爱神，我们就愿意付出。
If we love God, then we are willing to give.
你付出才有办法做。
And if we are willing to give, then we can do the work.
我说有的人结婚很多年都不生孩子，他为什么不生
？A lot of people do not have children after many years of marriage.
有原因很多，有的人要自由。
There are many reasons. Some people want freedom.
你不需要天天换尿布，小孩子哭也起来，这样起来很自由。
You don't need to change diapers. You don't need to listen to your children cry. It's very. There's a lot of freedom.
你不需要付出。
You don't need to give.
但是如果我们要跟进，你就要付出。
But if we want to follow up, then we must give.
因为我们在做属灵的父母。
Because we are being spiritual parents.
那第一个付出就是 priority， 要把这个优先顺序排出来。
First, we must be willing to give our priorities in life.
就是每一个礼拜你要抽一个钟头或两个钟头。
Every week, you must take 1 or 2 hours.
有时候你要跟那慕道朋友谈谈话。
To talk to the true seekers.
去或者跟他一起吃饭。
Or to go eat with them.
一起去运动。
To exercise with them.
就是这样，你才有机会谈话，去了解他，帮助他。
And only then will you have the opportunity to talk to them and help them.
比方说，你再忙，你也不能够因为事业忽略的太太。
Even though you may be very busy, you cannot forsake your wife because of your career.
你再忙也不能够因为小孩子忽略了先生。
And even though you are very busy, you cannot neglect your husband because of your children.
你这样婚姻才不会发生问题啊。
And only then will you have no problems in your marriage.
所以要有优先顺序，这是因为我们愿意付出。
And there are priorities in life because we are willing to give.
第二个，生活要简单。
Second is that we must live a simple life.
因为生活简单哦，你时间才拨得起来。
Because we live a simple life, then we will have more time.
生活越复杂，越没有时间。
The more complicated your life is, the less time you will have.
因为你要太多事情要去照顾。
Because you have to look over too many things.
所以你看圣经里面的属灵人啊，生活都很简单。
If you look at the spiritual people in the Bible, they all lived very simple lives.
这样才有办法服侍神。
Only then could they serve God.
第三个。
Third.
我们要做个人栽培工作，这个力量要集中。
For to do effective follow-up work, we must focus our strength.
主耶稣先栽培三个门徒。
The Lord Jesus first, he first trained three disciples.
然后再来是十二个门徒。
Then 12 disciples.
再是七十个众人。
Then
七十个门徒。
70 disciples.
再加上是众人。
And then the multitude.
所以这个教会的关键在哪里
？And so where is this? Concept in the church.
教会的关键，执务会。
And this is the church council.
执务会如果能够带动起来，教会就会动。
If the church council is able to be more proactive, then this will have an effect on the church.
那执务会的关键在哪里
？And for them, where is the
关键 key 啊
？Where is the key？
就是长执传道，还有这个 church chair 主席。
That is the chairperson and the elders and pastors in the church.
所以这个整个教会的发展，它是有一个关联性在里面的。
So there's a flow or there's a link between the different people in the church.
所以主耶稣他先栽培三个门徒。
So the Lord Jesus he first trained three disciples.
这是核心，后来变成教会的柱石。
And these later became the pillars of the church.
然后再来十二个门徒。
Then the 12 disciples.
十二个使徒，好，那七十个门徒。
The 12 apostles and then the 70 disciples.
所以我们的跟进工作要有一个集中力量去做。
And so we must focus our strength when doing follow-up work.
第二个是分工合作。
Second, we must divide the work.
所以一般是两个人照顾一个。
Usually it's two people looking after one person.
第四个。
Fourth.
周围的环境也会影响。
The environment also has an influence.
充满活力的教会有助于栽培。
And a church that is full of vitality can do the work of follow-up.
所以你看那个教会，大家都很热心。
If you see a church filled with zeal,
很有信心。
And they all have faith.
你发现这个地方要来栽培慕道朋友，实在比较简单了。
Then you realize that for them to build up true seekers, it is easier.
那如果大家都像老底嘉教会，不冷不热。
If everyone is like the church in Laodicea, they are not cold or hot.
你要去栽培一个初信者，变成很热心，很难呐。
It is hard for them to bring up a true seeker that is filled with zeal.
所以我们教会的环境会影响我们的栽培工作。
So the environment at church will also affect our follow-up work.
好，那其他我们在以后的礼拜五晚上人比较多，我们再把它讨论完毕。
So we will continue to study the rest of this during Friday night service.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.